Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. With me, right? Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I hope you all had a great Christmas. Looking forward to a new year. Well, I don't know if I want to say looking forward to it. Let's see what happens during the election. I'll let you know how much I look forward to it. This is really going to be one of those times where no matter what, right, you've got to go out and hit the streets. You have to do something. Even if it's just in your neighborhood, the 10 houses around your neighborhood, convince your neighbors as to what the reality is behind what's going on. I mean, the Dems, everything for the Dems, they got two platforms they run on, right? The only thing, well, they think they're running on, right? Abortion or women's health rights, and no Trump. Keep Trump out. That's it. They don't have anything on you know, crime, on the economy, on immigration, on the border. None of these things exist for them. Just amazing, right? And if you look at what's going on, people are getting upset about this. The percentages of people and rising like crazy, way up over 70% now agree that we got a problem. I did this story the other night. I mean, I don't know what's taking them so long, but whatever. The Hamas, it's really funny. What some of the papers are calling Hamas apologists, right? They're blocking access. Today they blocked access to JFK Airport and LAX, right? They laid there. They're keeping people from getting by. They don't even know what they're protesting. They really don't know. Claiming that Israel is committing genocide? Are they for real? Right? They're fighting for their existence. You got Hamas saying, no, they're not going to arrest till every Jew's been killed. I'm sorry, maybe they don't know what genocide means. This is your education system at work, people. A group of pro-Hamas protesters, they blocked multiple roads leading to the John F. Kennedy International Airport in Queens. Now, the protests, right, can you imagine what that must be like? This is a week that people kind of hung out with family for a while, from last week to this week, and now they're returning home to get back for the New Year's Eve party and then back to work. Think of what that did. They're arresting people like crazy. The protests have forced travelers to undertake extraordinary measures. And some of them you've seen get out of their cars and actually walk it. Get out of the cab and start to walk it. Right? Some of these people, they're wearing shirts to say you need to return their land. Really? Did that person graduate? Last week, the extremist group also targeted O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. But there were no arrests made there, you know, because we know who the mayor is. There's a 100-car caravan led by a group of U.S.-Palestinian Community Network. They confronted state lawmakers and temporarily shut down both sides of the I-90 on Saturday in support of Palestine. So, you know, again, it is amazing that these people really don't understand what's going on. Look how easy. Go back to the lock you up for 2 weeks, put on a mask, don't put on a mask. You know, if you're sitting down, it can't get to you, so you can take your mask off. If you're standing up, you know, think of what we bought. Or I should say, think of what we bought into. Right? Think of what we... Oh, the government must. The government's been lying to us for decades. Right? First of all, they're here to protect themselves, their wallet, and their stature. Then maybe if you're on the fringes, they'll take care of you too. Right? Protesters then went over to Senator Dick Durbin's home in Chicago. Right? They were shouting chants of long live Palestine. The senator, though, he did come out to speak of protesters. He said, I'll do more, but didn't provide many details. But what does he expect? And then they finished up their tour at Chicago O'Hare. But they're not winning anybody over. They did it, like I said, they did it in L.A. at the L.A. airport. The stupid mistake they made there was they actually started assaulting some of the police officers. So, and Rudy, they ruined Christmas for thousands of Americans in the streets on New York City. Right? I mean, how many times on Christmas Day, of all days, we truly had peace on earth to a big degree? Right? And when you look at that, the Palestinian people or the Palestinian supporters created so much nastiness and hate on Christmas Day. They hate Jesus. They hate Christians. Come on, let's not play this politically correct game, okay? Now they're just fighting for their land. No, they're not. Actually, they're not. They're fighting to totally wipe out the Jews. That's what they're fighting for. They could care less about the land. They got the land. They did nothing with it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And it's not that hard. It really isn't that hard. You know, don't just say what you hear that's kind of cool that you heard on one of the stations or one of the news channels that you like. Make sure it's real. Make sure you really know what you're talking about. Anyway, we're talking about the all these protesters. And I guarantee you that most of them don't even know what they're protesting. right, from the river to the sea. They don't know when they're asked by some of the reporters what that means. They don't know. And these, you look at a lot of these people, a lot, not the majority of, not all of them, they're thugs, right? They're just, and they're hurting and hitting each other at these rallies, riots, whatever you want to call them. And many law enforcement officers have been hurt in these altercations. So when the LAPD try to remove them from the road, now remind you, they have no permit, right? What they're doing is illegal, flat out illegal. And so when the police try to remove them, they started getting physical. What do they expect? Now, they started throwing rocks, cones, other construction equipment at the police. At which point, whatever happened to the water cannons? What do they do with those? They don't use them anymore? Anyway. The over a dozen of these agitators were arrested, which, as far as I'm concerned, is not enough. I mean, when the LAPD has to dress up a riot gear, you know it's getting bad. Anyhow, they're not helping their cause. And the other part of it is what you said. What are you out here protesting? They don't know. What do you think I'm protesting for? From the river to the sea, baby, Palestine must be free. Okay, they're not. Palestinians aren't free. Yeah, I think you should have gone over there before all the crap hit the fan. You should have seen how free they were then. It's almost like you want to hand them over to the oppressive, oppressive regime. And Hamas is not interested in taking property back. We already had this conversation. They only care about one thing. They're not going to stop till every Jew is dead. Every one of them. Right? I can't play that. All right. The D.C. police officer, Byron Evans. Remember, this guy sued Republicans under the KKK Act. Remember this? Right, for the racist attacks on January 6th. Well, he admitted to CNN that he wasn't even there. Okay, so I'm not there. How can I get some money for this? I mean, how can I get money for this and make it bad for them? Just amazing. Another guy, a Capitol cop. You know, I feel bad because most police officers I know are good, decent people. They love their jobs and they do it for a reason because they really do run to protect people. And then you get guys like this in there, and all heck breaks loose. Officer Evans sued Brandon Straka and Roger Stone, who were not even at the U.S. Capitol. He wasn't there. And neither were they that day, along with the leaders of the Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and others. Brandon Straka released a video on Wednesday of Officer Byron Evans admitting he was watching the January 6th protests on a TV in a room at a secure location. The CNN reported, did you ever think that this might be a life or death situation for you? Byron Evans said, well, I remember specifically thinking it when I was on the floor. I remember thinking all of that stuff. Like, this is the day, all those times you've given thought to what would happen to you in that day, in that moment, right? And CNN said that, hey, look, 4 hours, Evans and the senators watching the riot on TV from a secured location. This is them talking about him watching it from, how could he feel unsafe? He went on to say, I just remember the anger I felt when I saw those images. He said, I saw the windows breaking, climbing the wall, stuff like that. You know, seriously, the true MAGA people wouldn't do that. They wouldn't be smashing those windows. They wouldn't be tearing up those halls, those rooms. Or you even heard somebody in one of the videos like screaming, don't do it. Don't break anything. Don't paint on it. Don't do it. They knew why. You know, I mean, seriously. So what is the poor, this Officer Evans, I wonder how he felt with all the BLM riots that were going on, that he wasn't anywhere near. Yeah, somebody just said in the chat room, it's so cold. AOC wasn't even there, and she was worried about being raped and killed. Okay. It just doesn't stop. You know, it's funny, because Brandon's trying, but this is what they always forget, is when you countersue, you come back after them, you get to go to discovery. You get to ask them questions that they have to answer. Straka said, in discovery, we were able to compel Officer Evans to answer exactly where he was when I allegedly caused his assault and battery and violated his civil rights. Right? Evans' response was he spent most of the day behind locked doors at the visitor center. And there's a whole transcript here. You can't make this stuff up. And they sit there and don't really think about, what did I just get across? What did I just do? What didn't I do? As you know, Biden arrived at St. Croix, where he'll spend the rest of the year at the beach. Yeah, he's a beach bum. You know that, right? Loves it. Doesn't know he's there, but he loves it. So Wednesday, he arrived at St. Croix, where he spent the rest of the year at the beach. This is one day after he returned to Washington, D.C. from a vacation at Camp David. I guess in his condition, you need a lot of sleep, you know. Biden and his family of grifters were spotted exiting Air Force One in the U.S. Virgin Islands on Wednesday. He has spent 417 days, almost 40% of his presidency on vacation. No, actually recouping. Natalie Biden, Joe Biden's late son Beau's daughter, she decided to join the family for the trip. But again, you have to laugh about this. Where's he going to stay? Where's he going to celebrate the new year? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A migrant caravan en route to the U.S. has crossed into southern Mexico. Mike Garcia is a resident of Eagle Pass, Texas.
It's just overwhelming, and people need to understand that. This is not a problem that's just our problem because the folks aren't staying here. There's not enough resources for them. They're going other places. It's everybody's problem.
Thousands of migrants from Central and South America enter the Mexican state of Chiapas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are in Mexico. They're meeting with President Lopez Obrador, the focal point of discussions, the unprecedented migration, and border security challenges. House Republicans are currently probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to find out whether the president instructed his son to disregard a congressional subpoena. John Schaefer, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
When you press the right button, you come back. Joe is here. Oh, it's always a pleasure. I know, it's kind of an old joke, but it happens all the time. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe at therealside.com. Joe, I'm at therealside.com. Joey B, on vacation again. I don't know if you heard it before the break, but 40% of his time in office has been spent on vacation. You could almost say 100% of his time, you know, if you want to consider where he is mentally. You know what I'm saying? So, in 2022, Biden stayed at the beachfront villa owned by a very wealthy Biden Democrat donor. We don't want to do that again, right? Especially with everything going on. Last year, he and his family stayed free of charge at the multi-million dollar beachfront villa of a wealthy donor, Bill and Connie Neville. They gave more than $10,000 to Biden's 2020 campaign and were among the select group admitted to the president's first White House estate dinner. Now, you realize that they're going after Clarence Thomas for the same kind of thing. That a wealthy donor let him stay with him. Right? They had dinners. They did things together. All at the cost of the person with money. Right? I don't see anybody going after Biden for this. Nobody but the right has gone after Biden for any of this. And did Trump take this many? Not only did Trump not take this many vacations, but didn't he give his money away? Didn't he give his salary to, you know, nonprofits? At least that's what I saw. Anyway, again, I watch this stuff. It's just amazing to me. You know, would you agree if you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't have a problem speaking? You shouldn't have a problem going to some of these, you know, depositions or what have you. Well, it's interesting enough, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, he's refusing to testify under oath about the Secretary of State's Dominion voting machines. Why? What's he afraid of? No, really. The Federal District Court for the Northern District of Georgia, they unsealed the 96-page Halderman report. Now, it's the security analysis of Georgia's ImageCast X ballot marking services. University of Michigan professor of computer sciences and engineering, Jay Halderman, and security researchers, assistant professor at Auburn University, Drew Springle. They collaborated in a report where they discovered many exploited vulnerabilities. One word I've always had a time with, vulnerabilities, in the Dominion voting system. Now, this is a university, right? This is not a right-wing university. This is a university. They discovered these issues. Now, far-left judge Amy Tottenberg, she sealed and covered up the results of the investigation on Dominion voting machines in Georgia. She sat on the report for 2 years and released it last summer. Why would that be? The report confirmed that votes can be altered in Dominion voting machines. In fact, the report revealed that Dominion software is vulnerable and can easily be hacked. See, Fox gave in too quick. Now, Trump hated the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, right? And partly because he hid this information. He could have put it out there. Let people decide for themselves. What was he afraid of? How deep is he in? Can you guys give me another reason why he wouldn't say anything? Back in September 2020, the court granted the curling plaintiffs access to one of Georgia's touchscreen ballot marking devices. He did it so that she did it so they could assess its security. Drew and I extensively tested the machine, he said. We discovered vulnerabilities in nearly every part of the system, right? That, especially the ones that are exposed to potential attackers. Most critical problem we found is an arbitrary code execution vulnerability that can be exploited to spread malware from a county's central election management system to every voting device in its jurisdiction. All you got to do is break into a machine, is what he's saying. For those of you who don't speak techies. Right? It isn't that hard. Professor Halderman also tweeted out that Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger will not install Dominion security patches before the 2024 election. Why not? Why wouldn't he do that? The known breaches in Georgia would be sufficient to uncover and exploit every vulnerability we found, and likely others we missed. But they won't fix it. Now, why wouldn't they fix it? Now, the Secretary of State knew about the findings for 2 years. Can he be held for anything? He said, say won't, and these updates are not hard to do. As a matter of fact, if Dominion really wants to do it fast and easy and do it the right way, nothing more than a disk drive, regular, like a thumb drive is what we call them. Right? You do the USB drive, you plug it into the side, you turn on the machine, bang, it does its own update, you're done. Just amazing. The office also announced that there will be pilots of the recently Election Assistance Commission certified version of Democracy Suite 517. And the software has not been deployed in any election in any other jurisdiction. And the pilots will examine full functionality in real world settings, also reviewing the processes. It will require an update of nearly 45,000 pieces of voting equipment. Now, the process will take tens of thousands of man hours. Therefore, statewide move to 5.17 will occur following. No, do it now. What's the big deal? Get on it now. The office also announced that there will be pilots of recently election assistant. They go through and explain how they're going to make it happen. And the mere fact that they're not even trying to get it done before the 2024 election tells you boatloads. If you can't get it done and there's issues with it, go back to paper ballots. Period. right? Last month, U.S. District Judge Amy Tottenberg, she ruled that a lawsuit against Georgia's use of electronic voting machines must go to a non-jury trial. Wow. She ordered Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to defend the state's utilization of electronic voting prior to the upcoming presidential primary election because the lawsuit questions whether Georgia's current system of computerized voting is safe. Now, however, the state spending taxpayer money is now appealing the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to keep Raffensperger from testifying. Why? What's the problem? Right? One lawyer to James Magazine Online, familiar with the case, said that Raffensperger selected the system, repeatedly defends the system as secure, but now can't take an hour or so in federal court to defend it. You know why? Because he knows something's wrong with it. He knows he can't defend it. How's that? And you don't need a college degree to figure this one out. It is amazing. And, you know, everybody's talking about the truth. Nobody's above the law. Nobody's this. Nobody's that. Yeah, you all sound like you are. You pick and choose which laws you have to respond to or don't respond to. You know, you look at what's going on across the country with these DAs that won't prosecute violent crime. It's just amazing. But the Democrats are hanging their hat on two things. Reproductive rights for women, as they call them. I call them abortion rights. And number two, can't let Trump back in. Now, they make up stuff as they go, and they say things that are flat-out lies, and they know they're lies. There is no way they can believe that the economy was worse off, that we were worse off, that people didn't have... I mean, every indicator shows how bad it is for the average American right now. And they don't seem to care. They don't give a crud at all to anything. Matter of fact, if anything, like Joey B., he's telling you how great it is. You know, I did an article earlier, the funny thing about, you know, that how Obama really is handling a lot of this stuff behind the scenes. The only thing stopping him is the fact that Joey B's president. Let that sink in. Show him, see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Okay, we are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air. In the chat room, texting, Xing, tweeting, whatever. Seriously. All right, let's get back at it. Let's go to like a rapid fire segment. Got a lot of quick, short stories to tell. Chicago resident they start to cheer after calling for Trump to come in and clean up the city. Yeah. So Chicago has been a city, I mean, I got to tell you something. You've had to admit over the years, they've had some characters, right? From author Studs Terkel to columnist Mike Royko to the first mayor, Richard Daley. Chicago's really been a home of some real colorful individuals, don't you think? So while all the above are dead, 81-year-old Georgia Blacksmore, the city's honorary 51st alderman, he's just, you know, really outspoken. Not nasty outspoken, but outspoken. He says, you know, the city's in real turmoil over this illegal immigration stuff. Especially blacks. right? And he thinks the blacks should abandon Democrats instead of supporting Donald Trump. Now, some people consider him a little eccentric, but, you know, that's what happens when you get older. You just don't care anymore. He doesn't hold an elected office. He's been attending Chicago City Council meetings for more than 30 years. He regularly takes his allotted 3 minutes to address the council. Right? He attends other, you know, board meetings and what have you. I mean, he's involved in the community, I guess is what I'm trying to say here. He's no crazy guy. He's not just blowing smoke either. Many around him that have known him for years say that about him. He's not one of those. And I know what they mean. He has a deep understanding of Chicago government. He understands how the politics work, which is probably why he won't run for office. You blame him? He's a classic Chicago character. A lot of the local journalists know him, talk with him. They go on to say he comes from the streets. He's been in the streets. Right? He's always been the person who's spoken for voiceless. He's not afraid to speak out. And you need more people like him. Not yell at the council members. Not yell at people, but he needs them to speak up. Right? In a TikTok video interview shared by Real Cons of Twitter, Blackmore, besides being critical of the lack of Democrat responsiveness to blacks, I mean, think about that. Trump said that years ago. They have done nothing for you. All they do is keep you down. They don't give you what you truly need to pick yourself up. Which is why you hear sometimes, if you say stuff like that, especially to and about the black community, you're being a racist. Right? No. No, no, no. It doesn't matter what color you are. Shade of color. Lack of color. If you're doing the wrong thing, you're doing the wrong thing. You should be called out for it. Right? If you're doing things that are stupid, dumb, don't make any sense, and actually going to hurt people, you should be called out for it. I always enjoyed when I used to get on my case about Obama. Really. And I would say, really. So, if I don't like what he does, it's because he's a man of color, right? Seriously. I always found that to be very, I mean, extremely interesting. So, seriously. I wouldn't care. You shouldn't either. Ex-GOP Congressman Adam Kinzinger, he questions Donald Trump's religious beliefs. He didn't like the message that Trump put out for Christmas. You know what's fairly funny is, whether he believes it or not, Joe Biden or Obama didn't really mention Jesus, didn't make a big deal out of what the day is, and Trump did. That's what makes them nuts. Right? Trump is a frontrunner, obviously, still. Now, the Post, however, sparked ridicule for focusing on political and legal affairs, including attacks against the president and the Department of Justice and Special Counsel Jack Smith. Go listen to it. I don't know how many of you have or haven't. Yeah, the man's irritated, yes. But part of what he's saying is you have to fight for what's right. You have to fight to do the right thing. You have to fight to make sure that the people's voices are being heard. Right? So, anyway, you know, it goes on to say, Merry Christmas to all, including the crooked Joe Biden's only hope. Deranged Jack Smith, the out-of-control lunatic who just hired outside attorneys, fresh from the swamp. Just unprecedented. To help him with his poorly executed witch hunt. Right, he continued, including also our world leaders, both good and bad, but none of which are as evil and sick as the thugs we have inside our own country. He's right. Right? Seriously, open borders, inflation, Afghanistan surrender, Green New Scam, high taxes, these are all affecting people at Christmas. Right? And looking to continue to pound away and try to destroy our great country. Now, Kinzinger, a quote-unquote Republican, I mean, here's a guy talking about how honest or unhonest Trump is. And he knew. He knows dead to rights. He was on the committee. He knew that those the committee videos were what they actually showed. He knew what was on it. He knew that that would exonerate Trump. Instead of coming out and holding his head and, oh, I've never seen video like this in my life. I can't believe it. Really? And he's going to question somebody else's Christianity? Really? I am not defending anything Trump said or didn't say. But I mean, in all sincerity, he, of all people, shouldn't be calling anybody out for what their belief system is or is not. You know? I mean, he actually even says something along the lines of, you know, Trump wishing his enemies rot in hell on the day we celebrate Jesus' birth. It's the opposite of what the gospel message of Christmas. You know, Bible also says, Adam, you shouldn't bear false witness, especially against your brother. So, I would love to sit with you in an interview. I would love to ask you questions about what you saw, what you didn't see. Seriously. Oh, and by the way, you know, all this money we could use to build the wall and help us out and all that stuff. Yeah. With just a report out in the last day or two. Accommodating illegal immigrants. Ready for this one? It's costing the American people over $450 billion a year. When that went out on Twitter, I'm telling you, I mean, the Twitter nuts or the X users went crazy. They were like, then why don't we just build the wall? The wall would be cheaper. Not only could we build the wall, you could build the wall. What are you doing? You could build the wall, right? You could hire more border security. There is so much more you could do. They don't care, though. No, they honestly don't care. And Adam doesn't care either. Can we be honest about it? He could care less about what's going on. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5. I told you, I got a bunch of stuff I want to get through. Not going to do it, but I'm going to try. San Francisco schools. Their public schools facing a $420 million deficit. You know how it got so bad? They cut back on nothing. Really? Right? I mean, there's over 1,000 school districts in California. Now, voters have approved funding streams for school districts for years. This is nothing new. But all of those are based on taxes. Tax percentages, what comes in. Our budget's not flush. Our budget's in a lot of trouble. And usually the state has always bailed out the school districts, no matter how stupid they get. But now San Francisco, $421 million in the red by 2025. I mean, they have over 1,000 jobs that they don't need. And a majority of those are vacant. Right? I mean, I feel like $421 million is a scary prospect. The district's overall budget, though, is $1.2 billion for 48,000 students. That is amazing. That is just amazing. My district has 22,000 kids in it. Our budget's $300 million. Why do we need that? Why do they need that? They shouldn't be in trouble with that kind of money. In all seriousness. They mismanaged the money. They mismanaged the programs. They've been overspending for years. Now the bills have come due. There's no more extensions. There's pathways and careers and programs. They might have 5 kids in the class. They won't get rid of it. And you're paying the teacher $100,000 a year for that class. Just nuts. All right. God bless people. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.